What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, lots of news for you today in a Daily Digest episode. These stories were all sourced from today's August 23rd Rundown.ai newsletter. Definitely going to be linking to the Rundown.ai in the show notes again to try and convince you all to sign up for the what I think is the best AI newsletter out right now from Rowan and the team at Rundown.ai. Okay, so the first story is from a Salesforce blog post, and this was posted yesterday, August 22nd, and this post is announcing two new AI agents that Salesforce is introducing to their Einstein AI platform, which is huge news, as Salesforce is obviously a huge player in the CRM space, and if you're a marketer or salesperson, freelancer like me, you've most likely heard of Salesforce, and it's hugely adopted across enterprise businesses. And one of these agents for Salesforce is going to be called the Einstein SDR, and the other is called the Einstein Sales Coach. So I think I will just go through the blog post from Salesforce here and break it down. But the too long didn't read summary kind of at the top of the blog post here reads, quote unquote, "The Einstein SDR agent autonomously engages with inbound leads and in natural language to answer questions, handle objections, and book meetings for human sellers." Quote unquote, "The Einstein Sales Coach agent autonomously engages in role plays with sellers, simulating a buyer during discovery, pitch, or negotiation calls." So that one sounds particularly cool and interesting to me. It's essentially going to give training to your SDRs via simulation with an AI agent, which I think could be super effective. And it's just a super cool concept. Okay, moving down through the article now, they start by explaining a little bit more about the Einstein SDR agent. And essentially, this is going to be a 24/7 chatbot, except it goes way beyond the capabilities of the chatbots that we're used to, or even some of the AI chatbots that I think we have become familiar with already. Because unlike a traditional chatbot or those traditional chat experiences for sellers, or excuse me, buyers, where it's just got these, you know, canned responses and is based on these logical steps and branches that have been predetermined, et cetera, this SDR agent is going to be able to respond to dynamically to inquiries on multiple channels in multiple languages at all times, 24/7. And because it's able to dynamically pull information from a company CRM and also use RAG, RAG, which we've talked about on the show before, retrieval augmented generation, it's going to be able to populate or use extremely accurate personalized data when it's engaging one-to-one with these leads. And this is just amazing. It's definitely a sales gear tool at this point, but I know a lot of marketers out there who are deep within Salesforce. And honestly, if you're doing your marketing right, you work as closely as possible with your sales team and with your sales department. And sure, this is a sales agent right now, these two agents, but this only means that marketing agents and accounting agents, copywriting agents, all of them are on the way. Now, the Einstein Sales Coach agent is literally basically a simulation training tool for your SDRs, your sales development reps. And this just sounds so cool and so powerful. I'm actually going to just read verbatim from the Salesforce post here to make sure that you get a good idea of what this sales coach agent can do. Quote unquote, "Einstein Sales Coach agent coaches sellers by autonomously facilitating role plays tailored to each deal, providing personalized and objective feedback afterward. During the role play, Einstein simulates a buyer using generative AI to convert text into speech. Einstein uses RAG to emulate how a buyer might respond, grounding every response in relevant information stored in Salesforce, such as information on the deal, the account, or previous correspondences with this customer." So this means sellers can practice pitching, handling objections, or negotiating before meeting with real customers. Okay, so I mean, I think about the fact that you can literally practice as many times as you want in a simulated sales conversation with a simulated version of an actual lead or a buyer that you have within your CRM. Coming from someone who loves to practice and prepare, someone who in a very detailed manner dictates my scripts for my podcast episodes so I can practice and sound like I know what I'm saying and I'm more prepared when I read them, this is something that I would 100% use and practice with multiple times before I took the dive of actually talking to a lead. The article then goes on to talk about how the implementation of these agents should be relatively straightforward using the existing workflows and templates within Salesforce. And additionally, it states that users can actually upload or import external documents, data, or sales information to further train and enable these agents to provide even more relevant interactions and context. So definitely check out the link from Salesforce. I have linked in the show notes. They do a bit of a, more of a deeper dive into each of the agents, as well as the partnership between Salesforce and Accenture, which is a partnership that resulted in these agents by the looks of it. Okay, moving on to our next story. And this story is coming from NVIDIA's blog. And the subtitle or the post title of the article here is essentially, quote unquote, NVIDIA releases small language model with state-of-the-art accuracy. So this is a new model built off of the Mistral open source AI platform, and it is specifically optimized to run on local laptop devices and local workstations, which if you've listened to the show before is going to be a big deal. We've talked about the adoption of AI on personal devices being hugely important for overall AI adoption. And everyone is racing to have the largest, most powerful AI model right now, for sure. But there's also a secondary race to have the smallest, but most capable AI model, because those are the models that are going to be able to run on these handheld personal devices. Definitely check out the article for some more details on the technical specs for the model. It looks like it operates with an 8 billion parameter window. And for its size, apparently leads on 9 popular benchmarks. Also, according to the article here, benchmarks for language models such as language understanding, reasoning, mathematical reasoning, summarization and coding, general accuracy, all that stuff, according to the blog post here. There's also the ability to further scale down this model in case developers want even smaller parameter sizes, further touting the flexibility of these small models. The second part of the blog post talks about the method by which they were able to achieve this model's performance, and it's something that they call pruning and distillation. The pruning refers to basically an audit of a neural network or a model looking for certain weights that contribute the least, and weights being like certain numerical values that indicate to the model what decisions to make or how to weigh certain concepts or points against one another. Anyway, it basically audits the model looking for these weights that contribute the least to actual accuracy and the truthful nature of the answers. So the least important weights, basically, and it prunes those deciding factors or those weights from the model. And then the distillation process refers to a retraining of that pruned model on a smaller data set. And the goal or the result, according to the blog post here, is, quote unquote, a smaller, more efficient model with the predictive accuracy of its larger counterpart. So this small model, laptop-focused model is definitely a step toward device-enabled AI, which, as we talked about on the show before, is going to be a big step forward in widespread AI adoption. For us as marketers, the sooner AI hits these personal devices, the sooner we have an opportunity to build that much more of a personal relationship with our users and customers using these AI tools. Okay, and then the final update or story that I wanted to touch on in our Daily Digest episode today is an article from Yahoo Finance, also published yesterday, Thursday, August 22nd. And this is just a super short post here from Yahoo stating that Perplexity AI is set on Thursday, said on Thursday that it plans to introduce advertising on its artificial intelligence-powered search platform. And it should be introduced by the fourth quarter, according to the article here. So we have talked a little bit about Perplexity, which is an AI-powered search tool, and we've talked a lot about AI-powered and AI-generated search in general and how it's going to likely change the search landscape, or could very potentially change the search landscape. And the fact that advertising is starting to come into these AI search tools now really, to me, only means that their staying power and stickiness is only going to get that much better. The chance that they drastically change the way search is going to be performed in the large players like Google or Bing is also going to drastically increase if there's a flourishing active advertising environment on these tools. So if you have not started to take a look at Perplexity or AI overviews in Google or the ChatGPT source content in Bing, now is definitely the time to familiarize yourself, because sooner rather than later, you will be publishing ads and ad placements in Perplexity along with your Google or Bing ads. Of course, we will be sure to keep an eye on the Perplexity AI advertising landscape here at the AI Marketing Navigator. So make sure to follow so you can always stay up to date. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and so super helpful to the show. So until next time, and as always, thanks for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward.